It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That's spelled Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you'll wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 40 of the Podketeer Podcast. Hope you had a great Disney week. I certainly did. I didn't get to Disneyland, but did pay a lot of attention to Disneyland on the internet. More and more news coming out about Cars Land. I've got a lot of great audio that I picked up. Some of it's not real new, but it still gets me really excited about Cars Land and the opening of the new upgraded Matterhorn and lots of other things there at the park. More work at one time in the biggest land ever opened at the Disney Resort. Cars Land is bigger than anything they've done before. And it certainly is cool. And not just Cars Land, the Cathay Theater and the entrance to California Adventure, it's going to be completely different. Definitely what the way it should have been built to begin with. It is really cool.
There was a lot of inspiration and research for Cars Land. We obviously had the Cars film, but we also had to research Route 66 and the type of signs that might exist on Route 66, be it handmade signs or large metal signs like you see today, including a lot of neon, a lot of handworked materials.
We looked at a lot of photos of Route 66, primarily the signage, but also the buildings were really interesting too because the signage would match the buildings a lot of times. If you look at the film, they did a really good job of capturing Route 66. So what we did is we took it a step further and looked at the signs that existed in real life and tried to make those feel like cars as well.
There was definitely a challenge in creating some of the neon signs. A lot of the parts for neon are a lot harder to find now. LED technology is starting to take over. So we tried as hard as we can to go back to the 40s and 50s and use things like glass housings and some of the things that made the neon signs from back then so special.
Something really big is happening next door to Disneyland in California.
Heads up, everybody. We have a new neighbor.
Oh, no. The world ends at the gate.
Disneyland's flat.
Not from this coordinate, Miss White. Aha! They're from California.
Ooh, nice limo.
Is there a prince inside?
Sorry, girls, but any interest in a very large bear?
Introducing Disney's California Adventure. A whole new theme park filled with the fun and adventures of California. Right next door to Disneyland, where the magic began.
Let's go see them.
Easy, big guy. Nobody likes a nosy neighbor.
Disney's California Adventure, opening February 2001.
You know, it's hard for me to believe that it's been that long since the park opened. Gee, it just seems like it was yesterday. And it's completely made over. It's just too bad it didn't start out with the look that it's got now, because this is how it should have looked. And you know that little clip I just played about the neon? I think that is going to be the most amazing thing about the new Cars Land, is all the neon. That's just going to be the place to hang out in the evenings. Is right there. I could just imagine the parades and stuff that they're going to set up to have there. It is going to be just absolutely fantastic. I am more excited about this than anything since I've been going to Disneyland. This is just absolutely cool. And I cannot wait to see it happen. The Imagineers at Disney are just absolutely doing amazing things with this new Cars Land. It looks so much in the pictures like the movie. And that's computer animation. And for them to be able to do what they're doing is just going to be something else. It's going to make the park just someplace you just got to be. I know I renewed my pass. I was going to renew it anyway, but the strength of what they're doing at California Adventure just made it an absolute have to. And I'm sure Walt is smiling up there and happy at what they're doing at the park.
Many of the things that seem impossible now will become realities tomorrow.
This is not Santa's workshop.
Walt created Imagineering to reflect the new type of entertainment he wanted to create for Disneyland. Today we have Imagineers all around the world working in 140 different disciplines.
Pioneering new forms of entertainment and taking you to magical places.
This new innovation will allow our guests to see many of our attractions in a whole new light.
Rami actually likes to dance. He picks up the beat of the music and starts dancing to the music.
Guests at home are playing a virtual version, riding at exactly the same time as the guests in the park.
It's a real mix of science and thrill.
Blending creative imagination with technical know-how.
We would like our audio animatronic figures to interact with the guests, and this is a way for us to rapidly prototype this kind of interaction.
By bringing our characters to life and making them very interactive, we had a very powerful effect on our guests.
You're awesome, dude!
He's taking real questions and talking back to kids in real time.
You're awesome, dude!
In the case of Wally, the real challenge was to have a performance that would make him look like the Wally robot in the movie.
Wally!
His eyes can zoom in and out with the lenses so he can look like he's focusing in on you.
Disney is famous for having a lot of detail, so the closer you look at something, the more you see.
We hide the technology behind the show, and it has to be invisible, because at the end, people are going to be entertained.
Most importantly, it's not just an assembly of little pieces, but it tells one big sweeping story.
Things that we do are so complex, and yet our goal is to make them look like magic to our guests.
It's always amazing when you envision something in your mind and you see the thing in dimension and you see guests enjoying it.
As Imagineers, our greatest challenge and our greatest delight is to tell stories.
Hit me with some dust.
Magical things can happen. This is where that is possible.
Well, magical things are happening for sure at California Adventure, I can tell you that. They're going to be happening even more so in June. Dying to get into that park early for the cast member preview, but no luck so far. If any of you out there are cast members or know somebody that is a cast member and can get me in, let me know. Because I would definitely love to be able to put a podcast together a week early. But if not, I'll be out there June 15th. Along with everybody else. I'm sure that there's going to be a huge crowd on June the 15th. Like I say, that park just looks amazing. I don't know if you've looked on YouTube or any of the other places on the internet that have stuff about Cars Land, but it is just so neat.
When we first
came up with the idea of Cars Land. We presented it to John Lasseter at Pixar, and the first thing he said was, you have to go on Route 66. So we did.
There were 10 of us that went to get the feel of what it's like to be in these little towns.
The signs, the graphics, the paint jobs, just the personality that all these individual proprietors give their shops. We wanted to do the same thing for ours. We are going to put you in the middle of this really fantastic movie, a movie that's full of so many characters that every kid loves, every person loves.
Mater's Junkyard Jamboree and Luigi's Flying Tires are new attractions that are innovative and very unique. Luigi's Flying Tires was inspired by the Disneyland Flying Saucers, which existed in the early 1960s. We basically tried to plus it up and to make it even more fun than it was back then.
When you go into Cars Land, straight ahead is the rockwork and the mountains of Ornament Valley, and that is the home of Radiator Springs Racers.
Radiator Springs Racers is our next offering in the long Disney tradition of large-scale immersive family attractions. We're going to use the test track technology because it allows you to sit in a real car, hit the road, and speed. It's going to be huge in scale and huge in fun.
You know, I can't wait till they come out with the Building of Cars Land DVD box set like they did with the one for Disneyland. I don't know if any of you have those or have ever seen them. They are so cool. You get the ones, they've got Marty Sklar and Raleigh Crump and Tony Baxter telling all these cool stories about the building of Disneyland and Walt Disney's involvement and what he thought of everything, and just it is just really neat for anybody who's a fan of Disney has to have those DVDs. They came in a metal box, and there were two sets, and I can't remember off the top of my head what they were called, but you got to get those. Look them up on the internet and pick them up. But they've got speeded up views of the building of Disneyland, and it's just really neat to watch. And it would be cool to have something similar for California Adventure. It wouldn't surprise me if Disney didn't have something like that put together.
We call it Imagineering, the blending of creative imagination with technical know-how.
Art means a lot to me, something that will never be finished, something that I can keep developing.
As long as there is imagination left in the world, Disneyland will never be complete.
We call the early concept stage at Imagineering blue sky. There's no limit. You can just fly around and there's no such thing as a bad idea.
At Imagineering, we think big. And Disney's California Adventure is no exception.
I love this.
We want to bring in more family-based attractions. And we started with Toy Story Mania, a great attraction. I guess love it.
We've got an all-new Cars Land. We've got new rides and attractions for Paradise Pier. And we have a whole new entry set in the 1920s when Walt Disney arrived in California to begin living his dreams.
Looks really great. Can't wait.
It is a major, major expansion for the resort. More immersive, more family-type rides, just frankly, more Disney.
The magic is going to begin the moment our guests enter the park. We want every guest to feel just like Walt did when he came to Los Angeles in the 20s. And to do this, we've created a very special street. We call it Buena Vista Street. It's going to have great shops, excellent food, and in the center is going to be the Carthay Circle Theater, the theater where Snow White premiered. We get to create the red cars that were all over Los Angeles when Walt arrived.
The red car is a mixture of nostalgic design with modern engineering.
You'll hear the bell clanging, you'll hear the horn, which is very distinctive.
Walking along Buena Vista Street and riding in that red car is going to be an amazing experience. It's going to be just like walking in Walt's footsteps.
Paradise Pier is a chance to celebrate the romance and the charm of the great seaside amusement parks. Now we're adding a brand new ride based upon The Little Mermaid. And in the lagoon, there is going to be a nighttime extravaganza called The World of Color. And these really fun, fantastic boardwalk games that are starring the Disney and Pixar characters.
We have a wonderful relationship with Pixar and the films that they create and the wonderful characters and the stories that they tell. And when you marry that with what Imagineering does, we take the world they create in two dimensions and we can translate that into the world of three dimensions. With Toy Story Midway Mania, the Toy Story characters host their own style of Midway games. This ride is so much fun.
A really exciting ride that we're working on is Silly Symphony Swings. We're going to be taking Mickey's band concert and overlaying that onto the classic swings ride.
You'll be sitting in a swing, and as the ride starts to telescope up, there's going to be the cyclone that's going to occur. You're going to see the characters revealed, and on top of it, you're going to have Mickey in his classic band concert pose conducting the orchestra. The neat thing about the games of the boardwalk at Paradise Pier is that we can go back into that era, take the classic Midway games that you would see, but now again, apply Disney characters. Now you can see games that are very, very unique.
This is the first time that you're going to be able to ride through the experience of The Little Mermaid.
We want to make this a very immersive attraction to where we're going to actually take people under the sea. It's mostly just good old-fashioned theatrical storytelling that we're using, but we also have some new special effects technologies that we want to utilize here.
We have the carp with the harp and the newt with the flute, and we have Sebastian conducting the whole thing in the middle.
Wow.
This is going to be spectacular.
You're going to be able to sing along. You're going to be able to see Ariel, Ursula, Flounder, Sebastian, all the characters up close. The Little Mermaid is going to be an incredible experience.
The kind of idea behind World of Color was to bring a new nighttime spectacular to Disney's California Adventure. We've tied it back to Walt Disney and the original television show, The Wonderful World of Color. So we're actually going to bring the whole lagoon to life. It's a journey that will take you everywhere from the forest of Pocahontas. You're going to go surfing with Crush to the magical sorcerer's hat that brings up Silly Symphonies. This is going to be the must-see entertainment. It's going to wow guests. It's going to fill them with emotions that Disney can really do.
Cars Land is a brand new land for Disney's California Adventure. It's huge. It's going to have all of your favorite characters from the movie Cars. You're going to be right there in Radiator Springs. The rides in Cars Land are so exciting. They're fantastic. You're going to get to go to Mater's Junkyard Jamboree. Then you're going to go to Luigi's Flying Tires. Then the pinnacle, the e-ticket ride of the land, Radiator Springs Racers. I'm so excited about this. It's unbelievable.
Now, I know a lot of that stuff already had audio about rides that were already open and that you've already ridden, but I just thought it was kind of cool to kind of relive the aura of the park opening to begin with. It's, like I say, just too bad that the park didn't start out like this. It's almost like a do-over. And it's definitely going to be a good do-over. I'm very pleased. I'm sure they brought back in a lot of the people that have been involved in Disney stuff, because this was just Disney done right. And if it's half as good as it looks in the previews, it's just going to be absolutely amazing.
We're here this morning in
land in front of Luigi's Casa de la Tires for the installation of the Tower of Tires. As you'll remember from the movie, this is the iconic tower that's made up of various tractor tires and automobile tires, and it spirals upward to a height of about 35 feet. The Luigi's Flying Tires ride is an updated version of the 1960s Flying Saucers ride at Disneyland. In our version in Cars Land, our vehicles are themed as tires. Of course, Luigi's brand Fettuccine tires. So we've created the structure in five modules that today we're lifting and stacking into place. The complicated part today was just ensuring that the lean of the tower is faithful to what was in the movie.
Now to wrap up this California adventure-centric episode of Podcateer, I'm going to play the D23 preview from 2011 that was done out at the Anaheim Convention Center in the big hall.
This is 12 acres in size and will feature the best in Disney immersive storytelling. Guests will literally step into Radiator Springs from Disney Pixar's Cars. Cars Land will feature new attractions like Luigi's Flying Tires, which was inspired by Disneyland's Flying Saucers from the 1960s. Nice. I can see that you know all about Flying Saucers, and you probably know that they didn't fly very well. But that was then, and this is now. Our Imagineers have developed a way more reliable way to make these vehicles float and spin. Cars Land has the whimsical architecture from the movie, like the Cozy Cone Motel. All the food at the motel will have a cone theme. So bear with me here. Pop cone on the cob, and my personal favorite, chili cone carne. The centerpiece of Cars Land is the thrilling attraction, Radiator Springs Racers. Yeah. For the exterior of the attraction, we've hand-carved almost 6 acres of rock. That's more than Splash Mountain, even more than Expedition Everest at Walt Disney World. The rock work is an example of Imagineering taking a stunning background from a film and bringing it to life in 3D. The Cars attraction will use the next generation test track technology. To build attractions like Radiator Springs Racers, Imagineers use lots of tools, as you can imagine. They sculpt models, like the ones you can go see over in the convention hall today. They also create computer-generated virtual ride throughs. We call this pre-visualization, or pre-vis. These pre-vis models are rough around the edges, and our Imagineers provide the voices, but the details are not always exact or aren't very polished. But they give us a really good idea what the attraction will feel like to our guests. Now, we don't show these to anybody outside of Imagineering, but I couldn't resist. So, does anybody want to see what this looks like? Get set, go.
Guido?
It's fun.
Bellissimo, now you look like a race car. Guido, do the starting line.
Okay.
There you go, Ricky. Nice tire. But it's gonna take more than new tires to win this race.
So listen up. And I'll tell you when to pinch it hard and break it loose. Now get out there and do us proud.
Guido, the moment is here. My heart is racing with the speed of a Ferrari. On the man, against set. Una for the man. Two for the show. Three to get ready. And quattro to go.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the show, Podcateers. And hope you'll join us here next week for episode 41 of the Podcateer Podcast. So y'all take care of yourselves. You have a magical Disney week. And we'll see you at the park.
I wanna go park hopping fast, ride dropping, flying through space, mountain sky. I wanna magical go. Dreaming tower drop screaming. It's a spectacular night. I wanna jungle go. Cruise roaring, Toy Story scoring, electric light parade in my heart soaring. I wanna everyone go. Dancing, fireworks blasting. Let's go to Disney summer night. Genie wishing, ice cream dishing, laughing, autographing tonight.
Hello, Podcateers. I hope you enjoy today's show, and we'll come back next week and see what crazy stuff Mark has cooked up. Until then, have yourself a magical Disney week. This is Carrie Foppin signing off.
Podcateer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Mickey Mouse Copyright 1928, The Walt Disney Company. Any similarity to Disney characters or real persons without satirical purpose, the act of reviewing products, or reporting on newsworthy events, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. For more information, visit our website at www.podcateer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight. To all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.